Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes. Beef Buzzwood today with Phil Sang of the Meat Export Federation joining us right after this. Neighbors, if you apply untreated phosphorus fertilizer in the fall, fixation could have your wheat underperforming come harvest. Luckily, adding Avail to your fall-applied phosphorus supercharges your pea, protecting it from fixation. So the more of the pea you apply in the fall will be available when your wheat needs it. And the more pea your wheat sees, the more yield you'll see. An average of 6.9 bushels per acre, to be exact. Visit sfp.com or call 888-446-GROW and see what Avail Phosphorus Fertilizer Enhancer can do for you. Neighbors, Dr. Barry and Roxanne Pollard want to invite you to Pollard Farms' 15th Annual Production Sale coming up Sunday, August 26, 105 Angus lots to be sold in Wacomas at 12 noon on that Sunday, featuring donor dams and elite genetic matings, fall and spring ET heifers, spring pairs, spring bred heifers, fall bred cows, and heifers. For information, give them a call, 580-758-1464 for Pollard Farms, or go to their website, pollardfarms.com. The first half of 2012 meat export numbers are now in the books. Phil Sang, the President, Chief Executive Officer of the U.S. Meat Export Federation, is in charge of the effort to promote U.S. beef overseas. He says all in all, he's pretty pleased with where we stand thus far in 2012.
Well, we're coming back down to earth. We're down just a touch on the volume side, but we're up on the value side. And I would suggest that probably by the end of the year, we'll still be up on the value side. Last year, we did about $5.5 billion worth of exports. I think we'll be there a little bit better at the end of this year. So when you consider the global economy, some of the factors that are out there, the drought and a lot of the macroeconomic issues, I think we're doing pretty well. We're doing a lot better under competition as well.
Are we finding challenges right now and be able to access everything that our export customers want at this point?
Well, I think that in some areas there's such demand for our product that is something. So, we've embarked heavily on trying to come up with some alternative cuts in some of these markets. I think, obviously, when China gets into the buying our product again in full bore, that's going to reorient things. It's going to be a sea change as far as some of our product mix. But, just this past month in May, we had exceeded over $100 million worth of exports to Japan. That's the first time since before the market closed in 2003. And so I think for the most part, we're encouraged. We're encouraged about what's happening in Japan. They've had their seventh Food Safety Commission meeting as far as moving from 20 months. We see there'll probably be one more meeting, and then at that point in time, there'll be a public hearing. And then that public hearing, they'll take a look at all those comments. They'll kind of sift through those, if you will, and then they will make an announcement. So we're looking at the fourth quarter this year. Hopefully, that Japan will open up.
So let's talk about the Japanese market. It has been one of recovery. 2011, it did very, very well. But this 30-month barrier has continued to be probably one of the biggest issues with the Japanese, correct?
Well, that has been an issue. It's an issue for them from the standpoint of their retailers, their food service. They're all being stressed because they just can't procure the product. They want to get more U.S. beef, and it's been difficult to get that. So their regulatory authorities, it's important that they continue with all haste to move on this. But from what we understand from a scientific standpoint, they do not have any concerns about our SRM removal. They don't have any concerns about our feed ban. They understand the atypical cases of BSC. They understand that BSC is definitely declining dramatically around the world. And so when you look at all the indicators, everything looks very, very positive for us. And that's why I say that, hopefully by the fourth quarter of this year, we should be seeing the light when it comes to the Japanese market.
Phil Sang with the U.S. Meat Export Federation. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Coming up August 24th and 25th, it's the big event at Express Ranches. It all starts Friday the 24th at noon with a video sale of 140 registered Angus fall calving cows and 3-in-1 packages followed by the Superior Express. Then Saturday at 10 a.m., the big event sale live at Express Ranches selling 500 registered Angus cows, bred heifers, show heifers, prospects, and donor females. Both sales are on RFD-TV. Call Express Ranches today, 800-664-3977, or go to expressranches.com.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.